man, is it ever too late to motivate a kid who is not doing their schoolwork and not preparing themselves for life? And my answer is, as long as you're still young enough as a parent to learn new ideas, it's never too late to help your kids have a happy and responsible life. And we have a caller on the line, producer Tom. Can you hook us up?
Yes. How are you doing, Clyde?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You?
Oh, we're doing good. Thank you. And so tell us about your question. I read a little bit on the email, but so the listeners can hear.
Well, for the last, as you read, for the last 3-4 years, right around Thanksgiving until, give or take, a week or two before, until like this time of year. My boys, my youngest, he's 16. His grades are unfathomably measurable. So they just get bad, real bad. And usually we get caught off guard. And this has been going on the last 3-4 years. And I was thinking maybe it's not enough sunshine, not enough whatever. Maybe it's not enough foot. I don't know. But keeping him motivated. But I just, send an email in regards to the question on your website, and from the Love and Logic, and here's where we are.
Yeah, and you're kind enough to call in and reveal all of this to the world. And first of all, there is great hope for a kid like that. The first thing I have to ask you is he a basically responsible kid about other things like chores and doing little things for you that you ask him to do?
For the most part, I would say so, especially, when he knows that the consequences are he's not going to get something. Yeah.
Okay, he responds to you when you ask him to do things. Does he argue a lot with you?
Oh, absolutely. If he wants, and if he's really interested in something, he does very well in it.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is this is a basically responsible kid who needs to get better at that, being responsible and respectful. And I like to look at things when it comes to grades as in two categories. First of all, our first goal here, and Michael, chime in, please, because you are an expert on this. My first goal with any human being is to raise a good one.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is our first goal is to say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to raise a person who is respectful, responsible, and basically fun to be around. And I'm going to put that first before I dive too much into the grades, because at Love and Logic, we believe that basic respect, basic character is really the foundation upon which grades rest. Michael, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a little bit of a strange one. I think that when we're trying to answer this question, we unconsciously want something quick that works really quick and very effectively. And it reminds me of me and my past with horses, and don't be insulted that I'm comparing two different creatures, but I was always thinking I could get it done in 30 days. I was wrong about that. It's a lifetime of work. To create the best of all things, a willing partner. And it sounds like to me you have the potential for one when you say when he's interested in things, he does well. That describes most of us.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm thinking about here, Clyde, is that we can give you some things that you can work on right away that are going to improve your relationship with him. Now, I'm not saying you have a bad relationship with him, first of all, and I'm not saying that this is going to make you like him like you. But when I mean relationship, what I'm talking about is a long-term partnership, as Michael is saying, so that down the road, this kid looks back and says, my old man, he knew what I needed.
Well said.
He can like me. As far as I'm concerned, he can like me when he becomes an adult.
Exactly. Way to go. I love that attitude there.
And I think he's very lucky to have you because you care enough to call and ask. You're seeking. Anytime you have a mentor, Pygmalion, that cares enough to go and learn to help the student, horse, child, employee, that's always a wonderful sign.
Oh, man, that is. You know, we are going to have a break coming up with another bit of worthless commercialism being spread throughout the world. But, you know, we do have about a minute before we go there. So I want to talk a little bit more. And then the reason I mentioned that, though, is we want to hold on to you, Clyde, through this break. Can we do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great, because we're just kind of laying the foundation right now for what we're going to talk with you about. So we all understand that this is a long-term process of growth, and so what's one of the first things that we need to establish here? We need to show this kid that that you are not going to get sucked into any more arguments with him about anything.
I'll agree with that 100%.
And I'm going to teach you that after the break, okay? Because that's how I get people to listen to not listen to commercials, okay? the reason we have to do that is so that he will respect you long term. Because in my mind, motivation and success in life requires that we have this model in our head of somebody, this very special person that was powerful and loving and, again, was a great model for learning for us. So we'll be right back, and Clyde, we'll give you some specific things you can do.
Okay, thanks.
The phone lines are open, and the doctor is taking calls.